The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 443.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, for those of you that don't know, we have something hot, brand new, awesome out, and you have to check it out. If you want to be on the Need to Know list, go to danaclass.com, danaclass.com, and find out what's happening, because I'm going to tell you, this is probably the biggest thing we've launched, maybe since we've started, but definitely since the Celebrity Formula. And so that's all I'll tell you. And I'll give you another hint. By the way, I happen to be actually a pretty good secret keeper. You wouldn't know it because I'm not good at keeping my own secrets. So here's the thing I'll tell you. It has to do with influence. It has to do with building your following, building a tribe of engaged followers. That's all I'll tell you. Okay, so I hope you go, danaclass.com. I'm really excited to be here because today I want to talk about a big lie, a big lie that's out there, and that is that action is the thing that builds your business. And I think sometimes what happens on the show is I tend to talk about the things that I need to hear. So this is really just for me. If you want to stay along and you want to listen in too, that's fine. But this is really as a reminder for myself more than anything else, because I live in the same culture that you all live in, and it's this culture of do, and it's the culture of frenzied action, and it's the culture of having more on your to-do list than you could possibly get done, having more ideas than you can possibly execute. And you get into that state, or I do anyway sometimes, where you want to go to the action to try to, almost like the hamster on the hamster wheel, kick it down and go faster and faster to try to get it all done. And so I thought for myself, this is a time to really kind of remind myself what really builds my business, because I've been through this a couple of times. You know, when I built my first business, we went from $0 to $1 million in 19 months, very, very quickly. And I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Like, seriously, I was doing everything not only wrong, I wasn't doing most of it. I didn't really even understand what marketing was. I was really just out there kind of banging around, having a good time, feeling good. And I know you've probably seen these people who are like that. Many of the people who are successful quickly, maybe you even experienced it yourself right when you first started. It was like all that enthusiasm, and you start to have success, and it happens really quickly, and it's like you don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it, which is one of my favorite mantras, by the way. Side note, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. We used to call it ignorance on fire, which is a great terminology for it. It's this place of unconscious competence where you're just out having a good time building your business from sheer enthusiasm. And I think what happens to many of us, and I'm certainly as guilty as anybody, is that as you start to get further in, and this happened in my first business too, we built very, very quickly and then we plateaued. And you know why we plateaued? We plateaued exactly at the point where I started to notice, oh my gosh, there's a lot of stuff I don't know. and look at what all these other guys are doing, and I'm not doing any of that, and I should be doing that, and I should be doing this. And all of a sudden, all that sheer enthusiasm, all that ignorance on fire, flattened out. And instead, I started looking outside myself, and I started seeing all the ways I wasn't measuring up, all the things I wasn't doing. So this is a lesson that I've learned before, and I'm learning again now and continuing to learn. And maybe you are too, because my desire for my life is to be internally motivated, internally driven by joy and inspiration, not to be externally motivated, whether that be from accolades from people or criticism, or whether it be from seeing what other people are doing and feeling like I don't measure up. I think it's fun when you can see what other people are doing and be inspired by it. And so when I am looking around, I'm trying to look around with the attitude of, what's that phrase I love so much? I call dibs. I don't know if you, this isn't an international phrase. I know it's here in the U.S. And I think in the U.K. and Australia, it's bagsy. I would love to find out what it is around the world, because I know there's a terminology in every country. What it means is I call that for myself. You know, you've got a pizza and everybody eats it, and there's one last piece left, and you go, I call dibs on that last piece. Like I said it first, so I get it. It's mine. So for those of you that are live here on the Facebook studio audience, I would love to hear if you've heard that phrase or if you're using it. If you're listening on the podcast, write in and tell us, because I think sometimes I might just make a cheat sheet of all the phrases from around the world. So back at it, there's nothing wrong with looking around. It's okay to look around. It's the attitude with which looking around. The attitude of looking around saying, that's cool. I like that. I like that. I call dibs. I call dibs on that. I, too, ask that for my business. I'm looking forward to that. However, having said all that, sometimes that what can happen when we look around, especially in this culture, is we can get that feeling of, how am I ever going to get it all done? How am I ever going to make this work? There's so much I need to learn. There's so much I need to do. I have to do this. I have to do that. I don't have a funnel. I don't have a high converting webinar. I don't have a really nice website. You know, you can just go on and on about all the ways you're not measuring up. And so it's times like this that I'm here to remind you, and also to remind myself, let's all take a big deep breath, because guess what? It's not action that's building our businesses. It's not. Action is not doing it. People build businesses a lot of different ways. And if you line up anybody who's ever been successful in any industry, I don't care what it is, they've all done it in different ways. They've all had their own methods. They've all had different breaks or different opportunities come to them. They've all done it with different skill sets and different abilities. No two businesses have taken the same path to success. They've all taken different methods. They've all taken different action steps. But if you look at all of those people who are successful and you look for the common denominator, especially if you're looking for people who are building things quickly, what you're going to see is the thing they have in common is that feeling of enthusiasm and expectation. They have a certain expectation for success. They have a certain delight with the things that are going right in their business. They're noticing the things that are going right. You know, I read an article recently about a young gal who, and I wish I could give her credit by her name, but I didn't retain it because I just was reading the article. It was in like the latest magazine issue of Veg News, and it was all about this girl, she's maybe 17, 18, and she is one of the biggest vegan advocates for teenagers. And she's got her own podcast. It's like the fastest growing podcast on iTunes. And she's out on Today Show and Oprah and all these different shows talking about kids being vegan, teenagers in particular being vegan. And I was reading the article, and the part that really caught my eye is she said, I have a mantra that I use. And the mantra is, amazing things are happening. And I thought, whoa, that is such a great mantra. I just love that. And if I look back in now the two businesses that we've built to over the $1 million level, I've noticed that every time there has been a growth spurt, it hasn't been because of the action I've been taking, but it's been because of priming my brain with mantras just like that one. Making the decision to think in my own head. And you can do this so easily. You can implement this today. You can just start saying to yourself silently in the background, amazing things are happening. Amazing things are happening. This is working. I love my business. I'm making a list of all the things I'm passionate about with it. Everything that's on my quote-unquote to-do list will get done or won't get done, but it'll make no difference in the growth of my business, because the only thing that matters is that feeling of excitement that I feel when I think about my products and services and clients and engaging and the fun that I'm having and how it feels so good to live on purpose, how it feels so good to be in a business where I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. It's so exciting. It's so awesome. Amazing things are happening. That's the ticket. That is the ticket. Now, we're going to take a very quick break because we're here live on Facebook for our studio audience. And for those of you that don't know, I'm live here every Thursday at 9 a.m. You can check it out and come on over and visit us. Get on the list if you go to danawild.com/update. You can get on the list to be a part of the studio audience or get the replay anyway. And if I haven't said it, I got to tell you, we've got something big and new coming out that is awesome. And you can be the first to know by going to danaclass.com, danaclass.com. Get signed up, because I talk about mindset and I think people think like, you know, that's great. And I love listening to the show because it helps keep me excited. And I get this stuff. I really understand it. And most days I'm pretty good. But we all have those times where we're thrown for a loop. We all have those times when life gets in the way. We all have those times when somebody outside of us is really causing our stress, right? Like we're thinking like, oh, I could be so positive if it weren't for all these other people, right? So this new course is all about helping you to understand how to leverage your mindset, combine it with intentional action so that you grow your business faster and stay in that mindset day in and day out, week in and week out. So make sure to get signed up at danaclass.com. I would love to have you be a part of it. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to take 90 seconds and check in. When I come back, we're going to talk about why mindset matters most. See you in 90 seconds.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. It's Dana Wild. And I'm really excited today because it feels like, for me, I'm kind of getting back to basics. And I really like a sexier term than getting back to basics, just to be completely frank, because it can sound so like wah, 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 wah when you say get back to basics. I may not be able to think of that sexier term right in this red hot second, but let me put it this way. It's such a relief and it's so freeing when you really remember that the people who are really successful, the people who are climbing to the top and climbing quickly and growing their businesses so fast, that what happens is literally they can't take enough action to keep up. And then that comes from the place of enthusiasm. And it's not about doing everything perfectly. It's not about waiting to execute. It's not about making sure that you've got just the perfect headline or the perfect phrase. It's about leading with not only your heart, but your excitement and your enthusiasm and your passion and your almost your knowing, like this is it. I'm doing this and it's awesome. Amazing things are happening. So what's the kind of science behind that? Because it can start to sound a little bit like, well, just go out there and just do a bunch of half-assed stuff and get excited, and then you're going to make money, which actually is exactly how it works. Right? So besides the fact that that's exactly how it works, go out there and do a bunch of half-assed stuff and be excited, you'll make money. Here's why. What happens when you are frustrated or doubtful or stressed is you are not using your best brain. You're constricting those creative pathways in the brain. And when you start to relax, when you start to feel good, when you start to get happy, your brain lights up and you start to make all of those connections and synapses that end up allowing you to have creative ideas. We talk a lot about working less and making more. Well, how does that happen? Well, you get an idea of how to make money that's worth more money than the other idea. You know, you aren't sitting out figuring out like, okay, if I want to make $1 million, I have to sell $1 widgets. I have to sell a million $1 widgets, and man, that's going to take a long time. You start to get ideas about how to gain momentum, how to gain exponential growth, how to leverage your time because you're making smarter decisions. The other thing, and you've probably noticed this too, is that when you feel good and when you're enthusiastic and when you're having fun and when you're loving life and when you're thinking amazing things are happening, you end up almost in a bubble with other people who also feel that way and think that way and want to have fun and love that. Because the people who don't feel that way, they can't stand to be around you, right? Because you're just too happy. So they end up going by the wayside. Now you end up attracting into your world and into your sandbox the people who are either already there or who want to be there, who are right on the precipice and are like, yes, I want to come in too. I want to be a part of that vibe. I want to hang out. And those people become your clients. Those are the people who you end up building relationships with. And you end up attracting the best quality person. You end up attracting good people because people want to be around you and you want to be around them. It's so fun because you're enjoying your business like it was your social life. You have a whole different world of engagement and fun on the horizon for you. You get better results. Have you ever had the experience of going somewhere like a motivational speaker, or maybe it was a conference of some kind or a networking meeting, and you sit down and you learn and you take like pages of notes and you come home and you maybe don't even implement one thing in your notebook of all the notes you took, but it seems like no matter what you do, it just turns to gold. You're just flying high and you're buzzing through your day and it feels so awesome. Well, that's because you're in that frame of mind, that mindset, that positive, easygoing, flow, fun frame of mind. Ooh, try to say that. That's why mindset matters most. When you are in a good mood, when you're feeling good, when you're thinking positive thoughts, when you're in that flow, you get better results, you work less, you get better people around you, you grow faster, and you live a better life. You're happier. Amazing things are happening. Amazing things are happening. And how do you do it? It's so easy. You can have it in the next 60 seconds. This isn't something where you have to go take some kind of 27-module course to learn how to build a funnel, or you have to wait until you figure out a webinar that converts. You can feel good right now in this moment. You can start today by thinking in your own head, thinking those thoughts that it's already happening. It's already happening. I'm already starting to feel better. Things are already starting to move. I'm starting to notice that I'm shifting. I love listening to the Mind Aware Show because I know I'm going to go away feeling better. Well, you can take that good feeling and you can leverage it and have some momentum starting right now. Leave today from the show and just start saying, amazing things are happening. I'm on the move. Right? I love it. I love that it's that easy and that you can start to see the shift in 3 minutes in your emotion and 3 days in the external world. Your reticular activating system will kick in. You do this for 72 hours and you will start to see the results. You'll start to have stuff come on your radar that wasn't there before that you didn't notice because your reticular activating system gets on board within 72 hours. So feel good within 3 minutes, start to notice results within 3 days, and then watch what happens. I hope you can join me over at danaclass.com. Oh, we're going to have some fun. I can't wait to see you. We'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it and I'm capable of it and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glow-worm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.